Found Way Speaks episode 150, Samsung Galaxy S4 into the Nexus. Google I.O. started today, and there was basically a three-hour keynote where Google went on about the various developer services and the, you know, I guess the changes to Google Music where you can use it as a subscription service and stuff. But the thing that I found most interesting was they were going to take the Samsung Galaxy S4 and essentially sell a Nexus version of it, which is Google's way of saying, we're going to have our own software on, you know, on Samsung's hardware, and so you'll get updates from us in a timely manner. The unit will support LTE on both AT&T and T-Mobile and will be available for $649 unlocked and contract free. However, you know, people complained about that, but I mean, the reality is that our handsets, they're expensive. We typically don't see the cost of those handsets because they're buried in a 2-year service agreement. If we all saw what the true cost of our handsets were, we would either buy cheaper ones or we'd suck up and buy the expensive ones if that's what we want or need. So, I mean, I just went through this with my wife with her iPhone 5. I bought an unlocked one from the Apple store for $649. So it's not, and that's what they cost. But if you want a smartphone and you don't want a contract that, to go with it, then that's what you have to do. Now, it would be nice, as I've said in numerous podcasts, that if you buy an unlocked handset, that you'd actually get a discount on the service plan. Well, you get that with T-Mobile, but not everybody's on T-Mobile. And the reality is, even if you buy a handset from a carrier for quote-unquote the unsubsidized price, it may still be subsidized. I mean, T-Mobile was selling the iPhone 5 for $80 below the Apple, you know, MSRP, which is what you pay them when you go to the Apple store. And, you know, then that was, I guess they had, that was an introductory thing. And so they knocked it down to they had knocked it down to a $30 subsidy. And it's just really crazy that people think the 2-year service contract is a better deal because they're going to buy a new phone in 2 years anywhere. And maybe you do, but not everybody does. I mean, I think we're getting to the point now with at least the high-end smartphones that they're good enough that they're going to last a couple of years. I mean, my iPhone 3GS that I bought when it first came out nearly 4 years ago is still getting current iOS updates. Granted, the hardware in it is not able to take advantage of all the features, but it's still getting current software. It still runs apps acceptably well. So I think we are reaching a point with the devices where they can't get much faster. What they really need is better battery. So it's... I think, you know, it makes sense that maybe instead of buying them every 2 years, we buy them every 3 years. I mean, do we need to buy a new handset every 2 years? People want to, and there's, you know, there's lots of tech douchebags that do that. But, you know, they need to come buy a phone for me, I guess. But so meanwhile, I'll just, you know, I'll hold out for my phone as much as long as I can and, you know, buy a new one when I need to, but not necessarily before, just because there's a new one that comes out. I mean, really, I think the only reason I got rid of the 3GS and went to, and got what I got was because I was switching to Verizon and I couldn't take my 3GS over to Verizon. So anyway, I've had this discussion before. This is nothing new, but yes, it is news that the Samsung Galaxy S4 will be available in a Nexus variant for a price of $649 through the Google Play Store. Unlocked and, definitely expensive. And, you know, that handset may not be for everybody. And I'm actually kind of surprised that Google didn't announce like a Motorola handset that was Nexus ready. But, I guess that'll come in due time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.